kunai in my hand. Raikou saw that I had the snake, and he hand-signaled for the dragon to go up and fight the snake. Raikou tried to intimidate me. "So, you're alive, and you have a new little friend, too," he said in the same annoying voice. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see Moss's body, spread eagle, lying on the floor, eyes open. I walked over to his body, closed the eyes so he could rest in peace. "That guy didn't even put much of a fight up. Pathetic," he snarled. "Shut up!" I shouted in that lion voice again. I threw a kunai at him, but he dodged it. Then I threw two more at him that had bells on. Of course he dodged them, but that was all part of my master plan. I threw two more, but only one had a bell on it. The other was glass. A glass kunai was special because it's made so it glides through the air silently and almost invisibly. It was the perfect plan. I threw the glass one a little to his right so that if he